Welcome to Torah Timecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, we read from Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Dalet Psukim Aleph to Yud, chapter 54, verses 1 to 10. We are now at number 5 of the Shiva Dinachemta. For 5 weeks, Hashem has, through the Navi Yeshayahu, engaged in this process of healing us, comforting us, rehabilitating us. We began on Shabbos Nachamu, when Hashem opened our eyes to the possibility of a different future, even with our painful past and present, allowing us to hope again. And then in the Haftorah of Ekev, we move deeper, reprocessing our suffering so we could stop seeing it as random violence and ourselves as helpless victims. Hashem was with us the whole time, carrying us through. In Re'eh, we were given a vision of shalom, not only outer peace, but also inner wholeness, when the world will be entirely focused on Hashem. In Shoftim, the Navi turned directly to our trauma, promising that Hashem himself will heal us. Anochi, Anochi, Menachemchem, I am Hashem, your comforter. And now we reach Haftorah number 5. If it seems familiar, you are right. It is the Haftorah we read Parshas Noach. And here we are, this week, once again, in Hashem's embrace, as he lovingly, patiently, and compassionately engages in this effort of comfort and healing. Our Haftorah begins chapter 54, verse 1. Rani akara lo yalada, Pitzchi rina v'tzahali lochala, ki rabim b'nei shomeima mibnei be'ula amar Hashem. Sing, O barren one, you that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you that did not labor with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says Hashem. Whether this is Yerushalayim, who has been like a barren woman since all her children are far away and lost in exile, or whether we are talking about Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation ourselves, who have lost so many of our nation that we are compared to the barren one. Whoever this is, sing and cry out with joy. And in verse 2, enlarge the site of your tent, extend the size of your dwelling, do not stint, lengthen the ropes and drive the pegs firm. The kids are coming home. And verse 3, Ki yamin usmol tefrotzi v'zar'ech gayim yirash v'arim nishamos yoshivu. For you will spread abroad on the right and on the left, and your seed shall possess the nations and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Radak connects this verse back to the original promise given to Yaakov Avinu when he received the vision of the ladder and the words Ufaratta yama v'kidmat zafona v'negba, you will burst out to the west, to the east, to the north and the south. Yaakov, who was indeed alone, bereft at the time, a fugitive facing a lonely and frightening future, is promised then back in Parshas Vayitzeh that he will eventually grow so powerful that he will burst through in all directions. Yeshayahu now echoes these words and says, you will see this come true. And then, after this stunning imagery of expanding tents, of kids marching home, we get to the crux of the matter. What is the nekuda, the focal point of this Haftarah d'Nechemta, this comforting Haftorah? What is it that Hashem is comforting us from this time? Verse 4. Al tir'i ki lo sevoshi, va'al tikalmi ki lo sachpiri, ki boshes alumayich tishkachi v'cherpas al menusayich lo sizkri od. Fear not, you shall not be shamed. Do not cringe, you shall not be disgraced. For you shall forget the reproach of your youth and remember no more the shame of your widowhood. Malbim explains the difference between busha and klima. The former is an internal shame, regardless of what is noted on the outside, while klima is the public humiliation inflicted by others. And of course, we experience both. We internalize boshes alumayach, the shame of our youth, when we had experienced so much goodness from Hashem, so much love, so many miracles, so many signs of His relationship with us. Hashem took such good care of us. He chose us and loved us, gave us everything. And we repaid Him with idol worship, sin, betrayal, and treachery. And that guilt, that shame, is something we carry and cannot escape. And then, when the inevitable finally happened and we experienced the degradation, the devastation, the humiliation of destruction and exile, of being the lowly, despised, and hated Jew, we suffered that as well. Yeshayahu tells us, Al tir'i ki lo sevoshi, va'al tikalmi ki lo sachpiri. You don't need to be afraid anymore. You will not experience that shame anymore. You won't experience that degradation again. And yes, and in this, and in our previous verse, we are once again hearing the verses that Rav Shlomo Alkavetz based his Lecha Dodi, that beautiful Shabbos song of redemption, on. But let's think about these words. Do not fear, you won't be embarrassed. Why are we afraid and why should we not be? Well, we should not be because of verse 7. Berega katon azavtich uvrachamim gedolim akabtech, and verse 8. B'shetzef ketzef istarti panai rega mimech uvcheser olam michamtich amar goalech Hashem. For a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies will I gather you. In the overflowing of wrath I hid my voice from you for a moment, but with everlasting faithful love will I have mercy on you, says your Redeemer, Hashem. And the answer to it all seems to be in verse 9. Ki mei noach zos li asher nishbati me'avor mei noach od al ha'aret, kei nishbati miktov alayech umik arbach. For this to me is like the waters of Noach. As I swore that the waters of Noach never more would flood the earth, so I swear that I will not be angry with you or rebuke you. And verse 10, Ki haharim yamushu, v'hagvaos temutenu, v'chasti me'itech lo yamush, uvrish lomi lo samut, amar merachamech Hashem. For the mountains may move, and the hills be shaken, but my loyalty shall never move from you, nor my covenant of friendship be shaken, says God, who takes you back in love. So let us think about this for a moment. The shame of your youth, it will be forgotten. The degradation of your widowhood, it will be gone. Don't be afraid. Why are we afraid? What is the Haftorah addressing? For the last 5 weeks, we have been promised something magnificent. Mashiach will come. Redemption will come. You will all be going home. It will be over. You will heal. And deep down, there is a dark fear that perhaps we hold. We've been here before. Maybe Mashiach will come. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built, but who's to say it will last anyways? It's not that we don't believe that it will happen. We worry that just as we have failed so many times, we'll mess it up again here. In fact, our whole history is one terrible series of us being granted tremendous opportunity and missing the chance and messing it up and falling apart. Think about Adam in the Garden of Eden, the generation of the flood, the selling of Yosef, the golden calf, the spies, all the mistakes in the desert, the loss of the Mishkan, the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and then the second Beis HaMikdash. In fact, our story can basically be summed up with Hashem gave us a tremendous opportunity and we failed and ruined it. What is this fear? This is the fear that history will continue to repeat itself this time too. That even if Mashiach will come, Who's to say that we'll do better? And so we are afraid. We are afraid that the shame of our past will return, both in sin and in exile, that we will continue to be caught in this web of failure, sin, and devastation. And the promise of this time it will be different, this time it will be forever, also kind of feels a little incomplete and even frustrating. If it will be different then why can't it be now? Will we sin then and Hashem won't punish us? Then why can't he do that for us now? And once we got here, let's take it even deeper. Hashem knew we would mess up all those times. What's even the point of it all? Why let us build a Beis HaMikdash he knew would not last? Why bring us into the land with Yehoshua if he knew it would end in destruction and exile? We didn't know we would fail, but Hashem did. The answer to all these questions is Noach's rainbow. Rav Yitzchak Arama, the Akedat Yitzchak, explains that the reason Hashem specifically chose a natural sign like the rainbow to express the truth that the world will not be destroyed again was to emphasize to us that the experience of the flood had taught the world something, and that the very nature of humanity had learned something from the experience. The world would not be destroyed again, not as a superimposed firewall, but as a self-defining reality. We had changed. We had grown. We were not the same people we were before. Humanity had lived through the lesson of a lifetime, and it worked. We will no longer degrade ourselves to the level of self-destruction to that degree that would cause a flood. And our very nature had changed. And so just as naturally, we would not be destroyed. And that Hashem expresses to us in this special Haftorah is our promise as well. When Hashem tells us, I'm bringing you home and forever, it's not a superimposed external salvation. What Hashem is saying is, stop seeing your entire history as a busha, as a story of failure and destruction. Everything you experienced has changed you and taught you and grown you. And when Mashiach comes, you should know that it will be forever. And you need to know why. It's because you made it, because you got there, because everything you went through has built you there. Every exile, every failure, every shame has changed us. We are not the same nation we once were. Our struggles have refined us, taught us, built us. When redemption comes, it will last forever, because we ourselves will be ready for it, because we will have become the people who can live it. And that is the comfort of this Haftorah. Do not fear that your past will repeat itself. Do not fear that you will fail again. Every step of history, every exile has been shaping us into who we are meant to be. When the final redemption comes, it will endure, not in spite of our past, but because of it. So, as we read this Haftorah, let us carry this message into our own lives as well. We all have moments we look back on with shame or regret, times we fear we'll just repeat the same mistakes. But Yeshayahu reminds us, our struggles have shaped us. Our past has refined us. You are not who you once were. Just as our nation's history is a path towards redemption, so too your personal journey can lead you to a place where the future will be truly different and truly lasting. Thank you for learning together.